This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network and to our sister Salem Media Group affiliates and our leading independent radio stations, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And a special shout out to AM 920 The Answer and our friends up there in Atlanta tonight chiming in a little while ago. And thanks to all our military men and women listening around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers too, for your service to America. To all those people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio during the night, helping you get through the night, and we thank you for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And to all our friends up there on 92.1 and 107.5 listening to us on the satellite up there, Scott James home radio stations, thank you very much for chiming in. And hello, Nelson. And hello, Janet. And hello, Ellen. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. A busy day for you yesterday and everybody else because the House of Representatives and the Senate passed the budget legislation, sent it to the president. It's not exactly what he wanted, but it looks like as if he's going to take the deal. And then after he signs it, we're going to hear about a state of emergency being declared. So we're being told, and I have no reason to doubt that.
Yep, pretty much.
So carry on. What happens next?
Well, let me itemize some things that are in this bill. The bill has language in there that actually restricts who can do immigration sweeps and deportations.
So I've heard.
So that is on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
The 55 miles of the alleged construction has so many caveats in it, you probably won't have 55 miles of construction. Because there is a butterfly sanctuary and a historic church that's there that will not have the construction. Furthermore, the landowners, the mayors, or you know the city officials or town county officials have the option of saying yes or no to any construction in that 55 miles.
Yep.
There is no money for an additional 750 Border Patrol agents, and there is no money for 2,000 ICE agents.
Mm-hmm.
The type of construction has got caveats to it, meaning that the language says that those prototypes that we all saw that several vendors were invited to build cannot be any of that type construction.
Yeah, it's got to be fence.
DHS is prohibited from detaining or deporting a sponsor, potential sponsor, or household member of an accompanied minor, meaning that unaccompanied minors themselves are sanctuaries. They are protected, period.
Mm-hmm.
Detention for up to 100,000 illegals may have other types of processes, meaning that there wouldn't be a detention. They can do phone-ins, meaning they can wander all over the United States and just phone in, mm-hmm. or they would wear an ankle bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
let's see, there will be a committee or another team or something that will be created to be an oversight to all of ICE activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of this that you're telling me surprises me because we knew all this was coming. They were going to throw all kinds of things in there. However, I can tell you what else is coming, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, lawsuits.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're already written. It's just a matter of somebody marching in the federal court.
Yep, and that's going to happen. It's a question of how much and what kind and where it's going to happen. Now, the president's talking about, pardon me, declaring a state of emergency almost minutes within the time that he signs the bill. Is that kind of what you're gathering?
Yeah, of course.
So this ceremony that we have in the Rose Garden, which we're not sure what it is, I believe it's around 10.
I don't think it's a ceremony. I think he's just doing it in person.
Okay. Well, it's around 10 a.m. in the morning. Is that when we're going to know something, or is it going to be later in the day?
I don't know what he's going to say. He may just come out and say that I have authority and I have pinpointed, you know, $8 billion that are accessible to me.
Okay.
Which it may or may not be accessible.
Yeah, because
what is happening is apparently there's $600 million in the U.S. Treasury forfeiture account, meaning asset forfeiture.
Mm-hmm.
There's $2.5 billion in the Department of Defense and another $3.5 million in the military construction account.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is some apparently fairly sizable amount of money in what is known as a drug interdiction account.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four places where he looks like he might find his $8 billion or so.
Mm-hmm. And again, Mulvaney is saying there could be more money, and I don't know if he was speaking in reference of the money that was there pertaining to Del Chapo that's been thrown around here. I don't know if they can even get to that. That's got to go through a court, right?
Well, we don't have that money. That money is not in the United States. It's not ours.
I was under the impression it was in U.S. banks.
No.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll talk about that when we come back. And by the way, folks, we're going to talk about something else when we come back. How about this Andrew McCabe DOJ bombshell? It's kind of like put up or shut up time for him because he said enough stuff. Well, even if it's in the book and written in the book, this guy could wind up going away for a long time. We'll find out soon, and we'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And it's our buddy Wayne Allyn Root who took the week off because he bought a new house and he moved out of Senator Harry Reid's neighborhood into another area in the Henderson, Nevada, Las Vegas area, if you will. And, of course, he's got the number one rated show on Newsmax TV between 8 and 9, Monday through Friday, three nights of the week of his five-night show. He's got Bill O'Reilly there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. For more information, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there for the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway. All right. Well, we've got a caller on the line that wants to ask Denise a question and make a statement at the same time. So, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
Go right ahead, Bob.
And I just want to say that when Trump this emergency order thing, that he can redo it every 6 months and maybe get some fresh money. But the main point I wanted to make was that this wall or metal slats or whatever it is, it's breachable by proper attack. And if you don't have regular patrols along it and monitoring, and preferably maybe even a two-layer where they have a second fence to where there's like an area in between where they can delay them. But the main thing is there needs to be sensors so they can't dig under it. There needs to be sensors, so they need a vibration, and there needs to be a definite road where they drive up and back and have patrols to where it's really a real confinement thing rather than just simply a wall that they can walk up to with a acetylene torch and maybe cut through or whatever. Okay. Anyway, that's what I want to say.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. All right. And Denise, go right ahead and tell us what you think about all that.
Well, he's exactly right.
Except for the 6 months. It's 1 year, right?
I think it's 1 year. Mm-hmm. But he's exactly right. But the thing is, the language that is in this bill has limitations or restrictions on the actual type of construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that would be necessarily up for interpretation too. So that's a problem.
Yeah, because I know they said where there was fence, you could only replace the fence with fence. So there you go. All right, now let's move on here because I want to get into this Andrew McCabe stuff. And the Andrew McCabe story that's coming out of the DOJ and the book that he's written and all that stuff, I mean, he dropped a freaking bombshell yesterday. You want to talk about sedition? Somebody said it's all treason, you know, with the dark side there in Washington, D.C. But that was definitely a case of sedition, in my opinion, that I saw get put forth yesterday.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts?
I didn't hear the interview. I really can't, and I obviously haven't read the book. I don't think the book is about to come out, but I think that's why Scott Pelley decided that he wanted to interview him in order to push the book.
Mm-hmm.
So what the admission was is that they opened an investigation. McCabe did open an investigation on Trump immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because he felt as though that there was some kind of connective tissue between Trump and whatever Russian entities, I'll say operatives or, you know, Moscow or WikiLeaks or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, on the limited information that I have, I'm not completely convinced that it, unless I hear the whole thing in context, but I would say that's what the FBI does. Now, in this particular case, obviously there was a motivation different from just a normal FBI investigation to get rid of a duly elected president.
Right. And I want you to listen to 58 seconds of Bill Hemmer and Congressman Chris Stewart, and this will bring some clarity to it. And then we have another caller with a question.
And what do you think of this Russian investigation after this?
Well, we know what to think of the Russian investigation. That is, the House had said there's no collusion. The Senate has said there's no collusion. I would bet my house that Mueller says there's no collusion. There is no evidence of it 2 years later. And what I think we have to ask ourselves is, how in the world was this man, the acting director of the FBI, when he exercised this kind of judgment? An individual who seriously said we should implement the 25th Amendment, which is essentially a coup. I mean, it's essentially treason to say we're going to remove this president based on what? Based on nothing. And that is the person who is acting director of the FBI on Comey's recommendation. It brings into question every other subsequent investigation. And as you said, FISA, Carter Page. Look, Carter Page has been accused of treason for 2.5 years now. What is the evidence of that? Nothing. We didn't accuse him of jaywalking.
I just want to bring this out.
Okay, before you say anything, let's find out who the caller is and get the question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's on your mind?
Hey, Captain. This is Tom from Tampa. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, you know, this whole border crisis thing and, you know, all the illegals coming across and all the drugs coming across, you know, I knew firsthand of a kid that I grew up with. He spent 20 years living down there along that border.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually one of the people that would go back and forth across that border, running stuff with that Sinaloa cartel until he got busted dealing heroin about 8 years ago. Now, I'm telling you what, right now, these people think that this is not an issue, it is totally an issue. He's like, Tom, he goes, I used to walk back and forth across that border and drop 5 racks in the pockets of a Border Patrol agent to turn and walk away. Mm-hmm. And they would turn and walk away because they got $5,000 in their pocket right now.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I see trucks come through that border knowing people that own agricultural businesses on the Mexican side, they would come and bring their product across into Southern California, drop it off at some distribution warehouses, and there would be 1,000 pounds of cocaine and pot on them trucks being shipped to the Midwest, Northeast, and Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
So I know firsthand of what's going on. That's the reason why I voted for Trump, because I know people personally that were involved with it.
Okay.
You know what
well,
I mean? So,
all right. Well, thank you.
To turn their backs and turn a blind eye on all this problem, especially the Democratic Party, just makes me think that, hey, these people are getting some kickback from somewhere, too.
Thank you very much, Tom. We'll address that right now. Okay, Denise, you heard him. What do you think?
Oh, well, I don't disagree. It was a long, long, long time ago, but I lived in San Antonio, would go to the border very often. That's just what you did. You went, you know, you went down there on the weekend. And way back in the early 70s, I saw that going on. I was a young kid. So, I mean, now they didn't have fentanyl back then. and we weren't using that kind of cocaine. It was all pot. But this is, the United States government never solved the crisis in any kind of due time unless it just comes down to money, the government funded.
Mm-hmm.
It can take 40 years or 50 years. I mean, how long did it take us to solve the OPEC problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that began really, I mean, Nixon was ringing the alarm bell on OPEC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be having the same discussion. It might be a little bit of a stretch. 5 years from now that we're having today on immigration and the border. That's just how I see it. I don't mean to be cynical, but I mean, that's just a reality.
Now, just to point out my history on this, my wife and I were contracted by the government. We were government contractors with my trucks. And part of what we did was we ran the border. Every border crossing, every port of entry from California back to Texas all the way to Harlingen and Brownsville. And we did that with cameras. We did that with tape recorders and all sorts of things to be able to find out if somebody was on the take or whatnot, because of the way that they would check you in, check you out, and this sort of thing. And there are actually people that did get arrested as a result of that, because of what they would do, overlook trucks coming in and say, yep, just drop that over there without checking it. Somebody'd come and hook to it and away it'd go, and you'd never know what was on it or on it because it never got looked at.
Okay.
Go figure. Now, and that's why these produce trucks, when they come in and out, that's how they do this. You take a load of onions and camouflage it with anything you want, and all you're going to smell is the onions. It's just that simple. Now, we got about a minute left here. Obviously, this is a very, very hot subject, and I think you need to write up some more about it today, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wrote yesterday about what is in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I wrote and listed the 31 national emergency declarations by presidents going back to Jimmy Carter. What is particularly interesting on founderscode.com, what's particularly interesting is those that were done under Obama,
mm-hmm.
and those that were not done under Obama that should have been. Least of which, what was the big key, was that Obama did one because of Venezuela.
Right.
But he didn't do one for Syria, and he didn't do one for North Korea. And isn't that fascinating?
Okay, well, I'll see you later today on my way up to Newport, Richie, but we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yep, thanks.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Obviously, that's a hot topic, and we'll have more discussions about it in the 5 o'clock hour. Hour number four of the program with Frank Salvato from the New Media Journal. I'm coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll tell you what the Army's up to, the Coast Guard, the Navy, and the Air Force.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is holding a Rose Garden event on Friday to talk about national security and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. He's expected to sign the new government spending legislation that doesn't give him the money he wanted for his border wall. The spending bill itself is expected to get the president's signature, but It's the national emergency he says he'll declare that's making waves in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it sets a dangerous precedent.
I know the Republicans have some unease about it no matter what they say. Just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people.
How about a President Bernie Sanders declaring a national emergency over climate change? To that, Senator Lindsey Graham said,
well, if it's the President Bernie Sanders, then we're going to have a lot more problems than this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and this edition, the Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And again, whether you're a civilian or whether or not you are in the military or have been in the military, I've got a great idea to jumpstart your career, and here it is.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, if you're just getting out of high school and you're not sure what you want to do, and you're on one of those speed-up courses to where you're graduating sooner, or you're in one of those vo-tech schools and you're not sure what you want to do, what you went there to learn how to do, I want you to take an opportunity to think about checking out the National Aviation Academy by going online, naa.edu, and just give them a look, and see what they say. Because if you're in a dead-end job, if you're in a dead-end job, going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, then I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. Check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, again, All you got to do is go online, schedule a tour to their location in Concord, Mass, where they're enlarging the size of the campus, I might add, or to their other facility right here in the Clearwater, Florida market right here in Tampa Bay. Because it's going to take 14 months for you to get the certifications to be an aviation maintenance tech. But I'll tell you right now, 95% of the people that graduate from those classes have already got their job in their hand before they get the diploma. Think about that for a second. They're offered jobs and they take them and away they go. Now, these are high-paying jobs. It's not uncommon to make a minimum of $50,000 to start. 60, 70, or 80,000, maybe even 90,000 right here in the States, depending on who you wind up with and what you're doing. Now, want to go overseas? Try applying with a military or foreign contractor that works overseas. Those jobs pay six-figure salaries and then some. Now, it takes a little bit of work to get to them, but if you start working now while you're going to the National Aviation Academy, then guess what? You get your name in the fold, put your name in a hat, and away you go, and the chances are a little better if you act instead of reacting that you'll get something like that. But it's all possible. But it all starts by checking them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, again, the number is 800-659-2080 or 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Well, the Army's back in the news because they have a new online NCO education system. It's live and operational. And if you recently pinned on E4, be on the lookout for an email letting you know it's time to enroll in the Distributed Leader course. Because as of February the 1st, it's the first thing you'll have to complete on the road to making sergeant. So there you go. Also, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, is going to hold a one-day stand-down to address alcohol use amongst their cadets, part of an effort to curb the problem of drinking, sexual assault, and harassment on the campus. It's a shame we've come to that, but it has to be done because of obvious reasons. And, you know, one of the three American troops wounded in the deadly bombing in Syria last month didn't get a chance to meet President Donald Trump during a hospital visit, but he did send him a message and is going to get a second chance at a meeting because the president is going to come over to visit him at the hospital where he's located. The president said, "I like this guy," and he's going to visit the soldier, and we can't wait to see that, and that's what really makes you feel good. You know, anytime you get a chance to see the commander-in-chief or the commanding general in theater or the vice president or secretary of defense, those are things that you never forget about when you're in the military. Also, a member of the Navy's aerial acrobatic team, the Blue Angels, has been suspended pending the findings of an ongoing investigation that kicked off in late January. Now, don't know what the suspension was about. Don't even have a name on this yet, but we'll be finding out about this in the next day or so, I'm sure. Who knows? And Navy leaders have again pledged reforms in the surface fleet are now taking hold, and data proving the improvement will take several years to play out. But they are certainly making changes in the Navy for the better. Now, the guided missile cruiser Leyte Gulf sustained three cracks to the starboard quarter of the fantail in a collision with another Navy vessel this month during what officials characterize as a minor incident. They touched sterns in the Leyte Gulf. Also, the crew of the USS Gerald R. Ford, the big aircraft carrier, slowly expanding the aircraft they can launch and recover from the next generation aircraft carrier. They are definitely moving along. They will soon be ready to fleet Super Hornets and Growlers by the end of the year. Right now, I believe they have the F-35-2s on board. I think that's what they put on the carrier to begin with. And the loss of a satellite link was the cause for the Air Force of a second MQ-1 Predator crash over the course of a week back in 2017, according to an accident investigation board, a report that was made public yesterday. By the way, the Air Force has also won control of the Space Force. 6 months ago, service leaders said they were being cut out of the planning process. Now they're being put in charge of the Space Force. So, up, up, and away. Air Force is getting busy. Air Force is getting busy, and that's all good stuff. That's all good stuff. Happy to hear that. Happy to hear that. Also, the Marines are torching Christmas trees. You heard me right. The Marines are torching Christmas trees. Uh-huh. How about that? Now, what they're doing is they're using the older flamethrowers that they've got to in a fire safety demonstration, I might add, to enjoy some fun at the annual Flamethrower Festival, which is going on right now in Quantico. Now, isn't that something? Oh, by the way, Illinois Representative Congressman Adam Kinzinger has been deployed to the U.S.-Mexican border with his Air National Guard unit. He's going to be down there, apparently flying recon along the border, Congressman Kinzinger, who you've seen on television a lot. And the new Mexico House Speaker says that they will not impeach the governor for pulling back National Guard troops along the border. Now, the Democratic Speaker of the New Mexico House of Representatives said there's no way he would initiate impeachment proceedings, which was brought up this week, by the way, about going after Governor Michelle Grissom for bringing 100 new New Mexico National Guard troops off the border for a petition that had been put forward to impeach the governor for doing that by 30,000 people in New Mexico. Also, the Coast Guard, whose motto is Semper Paratus, Latin for always ready, is now picking up a new side motto called Semper Gumby, always flexible. Because they're planning for any more shutdowns that may come their way. They're planning for any more shutdowns that may come their way to be ahead of the game. And to that, I say kudos to them for getting with the program. Kudos to them. Also, the Navy has awarded Boeing a $43 million contract to build four Orca XLUUVs. That's the extra-large unmanned undersea vehicle that will become a multi-mission vehicle for the service soon, according to the Pentagon. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And by the way, don't forget, have lunch with the Captain Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue up there at Waters Avenue, 12 noon to 1:30. But we've got a big event coming up March 29th. You're going to be hearing more about it. I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies for the National Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day, a big deal up there at Bruce B. Downs, right across the street from the USF campus, Mission Barbecue location there, inside dining, outside dining, side banquet room, the whole nine yards. And all Vietnam veterans will be invited to wear your cover, your shirts, your jackets, whatever you have to wear, and come on up there and get a free lunch on Mission Barbecue for National Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. Shake some hands, shed a few tears, maybe share a few war stories or whatnot. Not that that's what we're going to do, but it'll be an honor for me to be able to do that up there on the 29th of March. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, the president apparently is going to sign today, I think, the border deal. He's also, from all the reports we're getting, going to declare a national emergency to build the wall slash barrier. It's going to give him some $8 billion, according to Mick Mulvaney, the OMB and chief of staff. And pretty much everybody I'm talking to, even though they don't like it, it's not the best thing that could have happened, they're saying take the deal because it'll give you a stepping stone to move to the next level. What say you?
That's the key. It's what's going to happen next. And it's, to me, it's not just about the
and I've said this, we've talked about before, it's not just about the wall and getting funding for the wall, but you also have to get some sort of immigration agreement in regards to what we're doing for workers. I don't like that the president's been, you know, kind of drifting away from his hire American bit that's raised everybody's wages around the country. I want to continue with that. We can't have a flood of migrant workers coming in. I know big business wants it. They want cheap labor. But as soon as that happens, then you're going to start seeing wages flatten out again. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that moving forward.
Yeah, and there's no way that some of these people who have no education at all are going to be trained for the tech jobs that are out there, which again brings up the discussion about the H-1B visas, correct?
Well, we already have well over, I forget the exact number, it's 1.2, 1.4 million people, white-collar jobs that are H-1B visa holders here in this country. You know, it was interesting, Matt, is that this lady's running for president, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. She's, you know, saying, well, you know, we've got unemployment in Minnesota is at 2.8%, and we need workers in rural areas. And I'm scratching my head. I'm saying, well, wait a second here. I mean, you're not farming in the middle of the winter, first and foremost. Second, you know how much wages rose in Minnesota last year? 5.8%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fantastic. You start bringing in all sorts of labor from outside the country that you're going to be paying below market wages, that's going to stop. I mean, we're starting to see wage growth. It's the first time we've had wage growth in this country since the 1990s.
Yeah, and again, that's one reason why when people talk about, you know, bringing in people from outside the country to work and giving them green cards and this, that, and the other, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of jobs out there. I'll use the word shovel handy jobs, because there's going to be a lot of construction jobs, a lot of infrastructure jobs out there. And again, I was down in Sarasota. I was down in Lakewood Ranch. I was in Bradenton yesterday. And there is so much building going on down there, Chris, you would not recognize the area anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's being built up without a doubt. But the reality is that, you know, I'm all for, we need to have legal immigration into the country. But right. I'm not big on migrant workers, never have been. I think if we need Americans, you know what, we'll bring some people in that want to become American citizens. When you create an underclass, that really was what puts pressure on wages for people, because the employers know this, and then they can pay below market wages. So, you know, if we need more citizens in the country, fine, do that. Rather than have people, I can't stand H-1B visas. You want to make these people Americans? Make them Americans. That's fine with me.
Let's talk about Warren Buffett, one of your most favorite people you like talking about, and his Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated concern. He apparently has doubled down on banks, and he's now trimming his investment in Apple. And usually what Warren does, everybody else does. Is that about right?
Not necessarily. And again, you got to understand, you know, Warren's got this this, you know, folksy, you know, type of facade that he puts out there. You know, lives in a small house, all this stuff. He's a shark. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he knows what he's doing in regards to owning banks. The reason why he gets involved in banks is simply because they can't go out of business. They're getting bigger and bigger, and they're very, very much insulated. Ever since the financial crisis, too big to fail has almost made the banks almost, you know, think of it, almost socialist-type entities. They work hand-in-hand with the government, and nobody can really compete with them.
Now, you're up there in New York, and yesterday Governor Cuomo got very pointed and very nasty with some of the comments he made about AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, and the fact that she was rejoicing over the fact that Amazon decided to pull out of New York City altogether, take their $3.5 or whatever $1 billion and all their jobs out, and instead take it down to the D.C. and Virginia area, where they're already having a shortage of homes. Just the announcement created a shortage of houses in the D.C. market.
Oh, well, those people, speculators came in and decided, hey, you know what, maybe we should get some of these prices and
right.
They'll be able to resell them.
Right.
You know, and that's what happens. Listen, I am not for subsidizing public money subsidizing private companies ever. It happens all the time in this country. It happens in New York all the time. You know, Cuomo.
Is that what was going to happen there?
Oh, yeah, it was over $3 billion of money going to be going to Amazon for the facility. You know, it was $750 million went to Tesla's Gigafactory up outside of the Buffalo region, and they're not making a darn thing. You know, quite honestly, you have to be separate. I mean, it happens all the time all over the country, and it's usually a fail. I mean, Matt, take a look at what's going on with that Foxconn plant. You know, give that money. Electrolux factory outside of Memphis, Tennessee. This was about a couple of years ago. They're shutting down. They got $150 million. The government has no business subsidizing private entities. That has to stop.
Well, you mentioned Foxconn. Foxconn's back in the mix, and they've announced they're coming to Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Well, no, they already said that they were going to build that, but it's getting wishy-washy in regards to whether or not they're going to actually open up a manufacturing plant there or not. You know, the guy came out and said that, it's not going to be profitable for us to do what we wanted to do, and Trump got him on the phone. We'll see what happens there. But,
yeah.
Again, don't give private companies money. I mean, if they want to move to your area, move to your area. Make it an attractive area to move to.
Mm-hmm. Now, Amazon exit in New York is going to be good news, obviously, for Virginia and the D.C. area, it looks like. In the meantime, it looks like as if Elon Musk is suddenly back in the mix again in China. Is that a fair assumption from what I'm hearing?
He's opening up a factory there, but again, what does that exactly mean? I mean, he says he's opening up factories all the time, and there's not necessarily anything going on in them. Take a case in point is a factory in Buffalo. Nothing's going on there.
Was that Musk? That was Musk, right? That's what?
Just be doing well.
Okay, all right. You cut out there for a second. You said that's what, and then you cut out for a second.
No. It's a solar plant up there in the Buffalo area, and they're not really pumping much of anything out.
Okay, so if you're flying the wall and you're watching everything that's going on, and some people are getting very skittish as to their investments and whatnot, a lot of people say, hey, don't do anything irrational, keep your eyes on whatnot, but you're in it for the long term, right? You're in it to win it.
Well, listen, everyone's situation is unique and different. You know, if you need to have access to your money within 5 years, you have to be positioned in a way where you're in cash and cash equivalents. Stocks are always a long-term prospect and they need to be handled as such. You can run into any type of a calamity where you're dealing with a financial crisis, whatever it may be. You want your portfolio to enter into calamities and come out on the other side better than it was before. That's how we try to set things up.
Okay, well, we're going to let you go. We'll catch you on Monday, and I guarantee on Monday we'll still be talking about the border. Want to bet?
Probably.
All right, thanks, Chris. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, oh, by the way, folks, Chris is with us 5 days a week in this final segment of hour number three. And when we go into hour number four, we'll be going in with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. We'll also have at the bottom of the hour our sports segment with the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. And we're going to be talking a lot about NASCAR and Daytona because the World Series of Racing starts this weekend, and that's the Daytona Speedway right down here in Florida. And it looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather for it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now and take a look at this. Let's see, Sunday, where are we? Sunday right now... I don't see any problems for Sunday. Don't see any problems. High near 80, south winds, and a nice day. Nice day. So there you go. Rain might be Saturday night, but not Sunday. Okay, we're coming back with Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.